Dude had a very long career. Started in 1968 with the song Ramblin' Gamblin' Man and really made a name for himself with Night Moves in 1976. He sold 53 million albums, 13 platinum and 7 multi-platinum, a Grammy winner, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He is not really touring anymore. Nobody's touring. But his big tour ended last year. But he's still going to do one-off shows. And here is Bob Seger on what he tries to achieve when he's writing a song.
I'll tell you honestly, I've always tried to write something that had some germ of universality. I felt that way. I've been there. I've known that person, whatever. And that's what I strive to do. I think that's what every artist strives to do, is strike a familiar chord, you know, with people. If I've been able to do that, great.
It's pretty amazing. Knock wood.
Yeah.
It's very flattering. You know, I'm glad the stuff is held up.
He was pretty surprised that universality. When he wrote Turn the Page, he didn't think it would appeal to everyone. It came out back in 72, which was the studio version. That's the name of the album. And then Live Bullet became the famous version.
I thought it was a rather oddball song, and I thought it was a rather narrow appeal song. I thought truckers would love it. Traveling salesmen would love it. People who are on the move a lot. People who travel a lot for a living. And it struck a chord with people. So I don't know what people take from them, but I've always tried to write something that had some germ of universality. I felt that way. I've been there. I've known that person, whatever.
Well, Brian Johnson, you know him as a singer of AC/DC. He replaced Bon Scott, and he was to audition for it, but the same day he had a different job, which earned him $700. He recorded a jingle for a Hoover vacuum cleaner commercial. Yes, he was singing about a Hoover vacuum. And here it is.